USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Nearly a week after Hurricane Ian smashed into Florida and carved a path of destruction that reached into the Carolinas, 439,000 homes are still without power this hour. Roughly 100 people have been confirmed dead from the storm since Ian began striking land on September 27th. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis.
Our Division of Emergency Management is continuing to bring large quantities of water, food, and other sustenance into the area to help everybody get by. You know, it was at 3 a.m. right after the storm had passed that Charlotte, Lee, and Sarasota already had the bulk commodities there waiting for them.
North Korea on Tuesday fired a ballistic missile over Japan, forcing the Japanese to issue evacuation notices and suspend trains during the flight of the nuclear-capable weapon. It was the first missile in 5 years hurled over Japan that could reach the United States territory of Guam and possibly beyond. The White House condemned the launch. Retired Army Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer on Newsmax claimed the Biden administration's downgrading of U.S. military forces is an extreme threat in and of itself.
So in this case, we're doing the opposite. Instead of being prepared and showing strength to deter a potential conflict, as we did in the 80s, we're actually showing more weakness by the fact we're expanding all these things without a clear plan or a rapid replenishment process. As it was just reported, it's going to take years in some cases.
There was a clash between inmates armed with guns and knives inside the Latacunga prison in central Ecuador on Monday. Authorities are reporting the violence left at least 15 people dead and 20 injured. Officials attributed the fighting to drug trafficking groups, which have turned the nation's prisons into the scene of repeated massacres as the groups fight for power and drug distribution controls. USA Radio News.
Ad paid for by the Sentinel Group. Attention, Marines, military personnel, families, and contractors who were stationed at Camp Lejeune. Were you present at Camp Lejeune between August 1953 and December of 1987? You may be entitled to significant compensation. For nearly 34 years, those in the Marine Corps base Camp Lejeune were exposed to contaminated drinking water, resulting in devastating injuries including several forms of cancer, adverse birth outcomes, Parkinson's disease, and more. North Carolina's procedural laws have prevented victims from getting the justice they deserve, but passage of the Camp Lejeune Justice Act of 2022 would allow you or a loved one to file a lawsuit seeking compensation for illnesses and injuries linked to the toxic water. Call today for your free consultation. 800-704-2731. Let our experienced attorneys fight to get you the compensation you deserve, and you pay nothing unless there's a recovery in your favor. Call 800-704-2731. That's 800-704-2731. Again, 800-704-2731.
The rocket that will fly SpaceX's next astronaut mission for NASA is poised and ready for liftoff. The Crew 5 mission is scheduled to launch at noon Eastern on Wednesday from Pad 39A at NASA's Kennedy Space Center in Florida. And the astronauts are on location and ready to go. An Idaho couple submitted a bid to build a home located near Priest Lake that the Environmental Protection Agency deemed a protected wetland under the Clean Water Act. The couple filed a petition in 2021 and asked that the justices to revisit the 2006 decision, which held that the Clean Water Act could regulate wetlands considered navigable waters. They want the court to clarify the EPA's regulatory powers granted under the Act. That's one of the cases being heard by the Supreme Court as they went back to work this week. United Airlines is taking a stand at a New York airport.
United is suspending service at JFK Airport here in the Big Apple as it continues to negotiate with the Federal Aviation Administration over expanding its schedule at the airport. The air carrier told employees on Friday that their existing schedule of 4 flights a day did not allow them to remain competitive. It did portray optimism that changes will be made down the road. The suspension is scheduled to start on Sunday, October 30th. United's 100 workers based at JFK will transfer to other places in the meantime. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns in New York.
My name is Lance Pry, and we are USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Joe Cordell with the law firm Cordell & Cordell. When the prospect of divorce becomes a reality, you need a partner that you can count on. If you're a man in this situation, consider contacting Cordell & Cordell. We've helped men navigate complex legal matters for 30 years.
Contact Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firms online at CordellCordell.com. No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers. Online at CordellCordell.com. CordellCordell.com.